Ches Sivan, Tuesday the 29th of May, Rabbi Gershom Weingarten, Torah Unlimited.
Good morning to all. There's a well-known idea that Isru Chag is there, comes from the word Isru, to tie. Is there to tie the Yom Tov to the rest of the year? Of Yom Tov we gain certain understanding, certain elevation, and the idea is not to just fall into the rest of the year and then it dissipates, it goes, but to tie it in and to give it some... Isru Chag is the interface in between the Yom Tov and the rest of the year. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and through a Tshuvas HaRivosh. The Rivosh was asked the following shayla. As we know, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of the Sanhedrin, they would wait for Kiddush HaChodesh until Edom would come. They would wait for two Edom to come, they'd say, we saw the moon, they'd say, Mekudesh HaChodesh. It wouldn't go, they wouldn't have a calendar printed in advance, they wouldn't know in advance. They were Edom. So the Rivosh was asked the following question. He says if they were made Rosh Chodesh Iyar, leaving Nisan as a full month, Nisan had 30 days and they moved into Iyar. He says, Ma tzorich lehamtin le'edim nekadesh Chodesh Sivan? Why do you need to wait for Edim to make Rosh Chodesh Sivan? He says, you know how long Nisan was, and Iyar's coming, and you know that Shavuos has to be on a certain day. We'll see. Shari tzorich lekadesh b'yom shloshim. He says, you have to make Iyar 29 days, and make Rosh Chodesh Sivan on the 30th day, what would have been the 30th day of Iyar. Why? He says, L'chayra, this is the shoyl. The person asking the shoyl said, L'chayra, you have to have the 6th of Sivan come out on the 50th day from the Hakrovas Ha'im. Why? He says, the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. This the Gemara says in Shabbos, Machlekes, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbanon say on the 6th of Sivan, Rabbi Yosi says on the 7th. We pass him like the Rabbanon Pashtus. The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. We also know the Torah says that Shavuos is the 50th day after Hakrovas Ha'im. Ad mimochas Hashabbos Hashvius tisbur chamishim yoyim veikrav temincha chadosh al Hashem. Shavuos depends on 50 days. Matan Torah depends on the 6th of Sivan. The Shoyal, the man sending the Shaila to the Rivosh, understood you have to make, these two have to come together. So you have to ensure that the 50th day after Hakrovas Ha'im is going to be the 6th of Sivan. So the Shoyal, if you already made Rosh Chodesh year, you know when that was. So you're now coming up to the end of year, it's now about to become Sivan. He says, what are the beds in Yerushalayim sitting waiting for Edom to come? We know when we have to make Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because work on when the 6th of Sivan has to be, that's got to be on the 50th day. Work backwards, 6 days, and that has to be Aleph Sivan. So make Rosh Chodesh without Edom. This was the Shaila sent to the Rivosh. The Rivosh answers, Yesh Leima, Sheink Pei Debozeh. He says, there's no such thing. We're not fussy to make the 50th day of the Oyma come out on Vav Sivan. Shleitola hakosuv chag shavuos b'yoy matan Torah. Nowhere does the Torah say that chag shavuos has to be on the day of matan Torah. Ela b'yoyim chamishim l'oyma. Shavuos depends on the 50th day. It has nothing to do with matan Torah. Ela, only. This sounds a bit revolutionary, but we'll see in a minute. Ela only. Shebizman hazeh, nowadays, diyodinom b'kvi diyarcha. But we have the pre-printed calendar, we know exactly when everything's going to fall out. Ula oilam, nisan mole v'iyah chasa. Our calendar always works out with nisan 30 days and iyah 29. Kolim chamishim lo'im v'biyoim v'ob v'nisan. Shenit no b'teir, adas rabbam. He says, nowadays it always works out like that. Nowadays that we have the months arranged, 30-29, 30-29, 30-29. Nisan is always 30, iyah is always 29. It happens to work out that 50 days after Hakrovas Ha'im is v'ob sivan. Good, so it works out like that. But he says, is there a chiv to make sure that that happens? No, there's no such chiv. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, wouldn't be necessary at all. You could have Shavuos on a different day. In fact, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah quite clearly that Shavuos, Kedomer, Shmaya, Atzeres, Pomim, Hei, Pomim, Vav, Pomim, Zayin, it can be on the 5th of Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan. It doesn't have to be on Vav Sivan. Ulozeh yad, on a maskirim b'tfilah, we mention in Tfilah's Man Matan Torah Seinu. He says, since nowadays it happens to work out like that, that Shavuos and Matan Torah land on the same day, so we say it's Man Matan Torah Seinu in Tfilah. The inference from these words of the Rivosh clearly are that in the days of the Sanhedrin, when they would be Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pirei Iyah, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you could have a situation that Shavuos would be on the 5th of Sivan, or the 7th of Sivan, which is not the day Shemitna by Torah. The mashmos of the Rav Osh is, you wouldn't say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu in Davni. The Rav Osh says, nowadays, that it works out that they happen to come together, Olozeon Maskirim B'Tfilo, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But were it not to come out like that, so you wouldn't say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, big deal. Besides this going against all our understanding and thinking, in our minds, Shavuos and Matan Torah are completely bound up together. But let's phrase a question. Let's ask a kasha on the Rav Osh. He says only because it happens to come together, Shavuos and Matan Torah, so we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So I'll ask you a kasha. In a year where Taka fell on the 5th, Shavuos fell on the 5th. So it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. On Shavuos, you're just going to say, Vatitanon Hashem Rekenu. You're not going to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu because it's not Vav Sivan. So what about the next day, Vav Sivan, which is a weekday, because Shavuos was on Ei Sivan. So why didn't you make some mention in Tefillah over there of Zman Matan Torah Seinu? The mashmos of the Rav Osh is only when Shavuos and the Yom Matan Torah fall together, then we mention in Tefillah Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But if it's going to be a weekday, because Shavuos was on Hei, Shavuos is going to be on Zion, and Vav Sivan is a weekday. So what about some, I don't know, in the middle of, I don't know which Brach and Shmanesha to put it in, but Matan Torah is not worthy of a mention, is not deserving of a mention. More than that, we see from the Rav Osh that where Zman Matan Torah does not fall on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah doesn't get a Yom Tov, nothing happens. You can just say it and, you know, mention it in the morning if you like to your family. Today was the day the Torah was given. It's a weekday, you can drive your car, you go to work. There's nothing happens. In our thinking, this is just a little strange. This is the day the Torah was given, and nothing. Shavuos we had yesterday, Shavuos we have tomorrow, but Zman Matan Torah Seinu is, there's nothing in every year that commemorates Zman Matan Torah. It's not only the Rav Osh, there's a Ritva on Shabbos that says very similar things. The Ritva is not as extreme as the Rav Osh, that he holds that the two are totally unrelated and you could have one without the other. But the Ritva holds also, he says that he has two separate cheshbonos. He says Zman Matan Torah has its own kriyas. It could depend on 50 days from the Oyim, it could depend on the date. Shavuos has its own kriyas, could also depend on 50 days, also depend on the date. And the Ritva holds that the two have to work more closely together, and they would always be chal on the same day. He asked from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, he sorts it out. But ultimately, even the Ritva is clear that there are two separate things, and it's like the Ritva holds they're like two wheels that have a cog, and they turn over together. So they slot in one into the other, and they tick over together. But they are two separate entities, and it needs understanding. There's a famous pasuk, Kineir Mitzvah V'Torah. A mitzvah is like a neir. A neir translates as a lamp. The Torah is a light. It's a little hard to hear the comparison over here. It doesn't say that the mitzvah is a small light and Torah is a big light. That would be easy to understand. It just says a mitzvah is a neir, is a lamp, and Torah is light. But a lamp also has light. So what are we being told about a mitzvah in comparison to the Torah? A neir, a lamp, represents a mitzvah, and Torah is light. So the Mefarshim say that what we're being told here is not a comparison of size, we're being told something else completely. When it says Torah is a light, it means Torah is the light from which mitzvahs as lamps draw their light. You have general light, and you have lamps. There's 613 lamps, and the light with which these lamps are lighted come from the general light, which is the Torah. In other words, Torah is the klal. Torah is the all-encompassing, overarching light. And within that, there are 613 parts, 613 details, and they all draw light from the Torah. Let's take this idea a little further and understand what this all-encompassing nature of the Torah is. We know, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takel b'raisu bra alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, so to speak, and created the world. Normal thinking, I guess, is we see Torah as a part of our life. we have a life. Our life encompasses many aspects, many facets, many activities that take place, many things that we do. And Torah is one of them. It's an important one of them. It's the most important one. It's the one that we're thinking about most of the time, let's say. It's first and foremost. But it's part of our lives. This, I guess, is the... If we talk in terms of religion, this is more the way the goyim... I'm just borrowing the concept. The way the goyim understand religion. Religion is a part of your life. There's hundreds of things going on in your life. Religion is a big one, is the biggest one, but life is the big picture, and then religion is a part of it. When it comes to our understanding of Torah, it's the other way around. It's not the pshat, our life is the big picture, and it has in it 500 things, and the biggest one that you notice first in it is Torah. No. The big picture is the Torah. The Torah was there before we were there. In fact, we were created out of the Torah. So we find ourselves, we find our source in the Torah. As we know, it says the 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 Yidden. Our source is in the Torah. We are a part of the Torah. Our lives are a part of the Torah. Not the other way around. The Torah is not part of our life. Although when we're speaking technically, we say that's our job to make Torah part of our life. But in the real understanding of it, the big picture is the Torah. That's the all-encompassing be-all and end-all. And we slot in, we are part of that. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yeh Lecha, and Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says there were different groups, some died, some ran back, Yud Beis Mil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malachim with Tal Shel Tchia, with Tal Torah, with the Kech of Torah, to revive those who had died. And he brought us back, the Yeh Lecha again, until we said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nodav Erato Imanu V'Nishmo, we will hear the rest from you. So Sfasemes writes, he says, what's the point of all this? Backwards for? He says, Hashem wanted to show us from the word go, right from the beginning, what the Metzius of Torah is. What's the Kech of Torah? What does Torah have within it? What's the power here? The power is Ad Kedei to revive the dead. That you should know, that's what you're handling over here. This is not just a good idea, this is not just something nice, something important. This has within it the power to revive the dead. Something that's physically dead, that has, it's gone. And the Kerch of Torah is such that it can create new life over there. And this is something we learnt with the word Anoichi. The first one of the Aser Shadib was the first word. We already taught this lesson, that Torah is something that can revive. Revive things that are, to create new life where there is none. Let's pull these two things together. We said before that Torah is the big picture, the all-encompassing picture, and now we said Torah is life. If we look at it from top down, we can understand. Let's take our own life, physical life. Physical life is not something, to the best of my knowledge, as far as I'm aware, I stand to be corrected, but I don't think anyone has a definition of what life is. We can talk about what life produces. We can talk about symptoms of life. We can talk about manifestations of life. But nobody's yet come along and said, I'll explain to you what life is. At its core essence, what is life? This is something that is beyond us. We come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses us with life, and because of that a whole bunch of things happens. We can measure somebody's pulse. We can see how he's doing. We can take his temperature. These are all manifestation symptoms of life. A doctor can perform a full scan and see how life forces are playing themselves out within his body. But life itself, the force of life itself cannot be measured, cannot be seen, cannot be smelt. We don't even know what it is exactly. We as Yidden know that it's something that man d'nofach midilei nofach, this comes from Hashem, but to define it in a physical sense is not shaykh. Life in our own physical lives is the overarching, that's the big picture. In each person's physical life. Life is the big picture. Then there's many, many, many things that fit into that. There's many things one needs to do to keep life going. There's eating, there's sleeping, there's drinking, there's exercise. There's things that life feeds into, activities that a person can do because he's alive. There's many, many details in the big picture that we call life. But at the top, that's where it comes down from. There's life, which feeds down into all these many areas. The same is with Torah on a spiritual level. Istakel b'raisol bra'alma, as Chaim Volozhin famously says, this is not just a one-off occasion that Hashem created the world through Torah and that's it, now the world's here. Chaim Volozhin says, of course, that if there's a second in the world without Torah, it all goes back to square one, nothing. It all stops. Achzes ha'olam l'tayu v'avoyu. The Torah, as the Chassid Yavetz puts it, is the nishmas ha'olam, is the neshama of the world. The same as you understand, you take a neshama out of a body and it's gone, it collapses. You take the neshama out of the world would collapse. The Torah is that life force that from everything else finds its source in there. The Torah is the life force at the top. That's the all-encompassing big picture. And anything that goes on a spiritual level, on a physical level, and anything in between, all finds its source in the Torah. These are all manifestations of the life force which comes from the Torah. Given that the Torah is this life force, we can understand a life force is not shy to cut it into certain pieces and say, you know what, we'll just be over here, it'll just be in this case, it'll just be in this time, it'll just be on this day. Let me give a motion. You have sometimes, a person that's very motivated by a certain ideal, and it happens to run against, it's revolutionary, it doesn't agree with the authorities in the country, so they lock him up. They lock him up for 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. He comes out. He hasn't managed to do a thing in the last 40 years because he's been locked up. He hasn't managed to move forward his agenda. He hasn't managed even to speak to anyone. But he's still full of it, and he might come out even stronger than when he went in. Because life, and a person like that, this is mamish, these ideas are bound up with his life force. Life cannot be, it's immutable. You cannot contain it. If you squash it here, it comes out there. You can take a mussel from a bubbling stream, which is a source of water. If you block it up over here, it'll come up somewhere else. You dam it here, it'll come somewhere else. A life force cannot be contained. The nature of life is that it spreads, it perits all gedarim. We know from the halacha of the way you're supposed to learn Torah, from the koichos that are needed to learn Torah, it's something without gedarim. It's different to all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, there's a shiur. There's a shiur how much money you have to spend. There's all kinds of shiurim in a mitzvah. Shiur mitzvah's matzah, how much do you have to eat? There's not chiv just to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. Kazayis, kibetza, whatever, two kazayim. And that's how much do you have to spend? Chaymish min achasav. It all comes with details and gedorim and boundaries, parameters of the mitzvah. Tell you the parameters, they came up not there. We know you mechuf telan Torah by day and by night. There's no, it's only a mitzvah in the day, it's only a mitzvah in the night. No, it's the whole time. What are the keichas that are needed to learn Torah? There's no number you can put on it. There's a famous Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach that says, "Ein lo lemed es hatoyo lo misho eves Hashem benafshoy and he's muchen to be meisa nefesh, odom ki yomus boil." You're basically giving up everything that you have and beyond in order to be able to learn Torah fully. The keichas that are needed are without limit. Which type of people are mechuyev to learn Torah? Everybody. What happens if somebody's really ill? He's deathly ill. He's still mechuyev to learn Torah. What is this? Some kind of rishus that we mechuyev people that he's... The man's never ill. What do you want from him? This is his life force. This is not something that's given to be cut up and say, okay, it's only for these people, it's not for those people. Life is not something that we can say, it's only for this. Life is life. Everyone needs it, and you need it the whole time, and you need as much as you can get. The koach of Torah is the life force of the world, and everybody needs it all the time. In fact, the Gemara asks famously on ladies, with what will ladies be zeichat ha'olam haba? They never learn Torah. So the Gemara, yeah, they have a zchus in Torah, they wait for the husbands to listen, their children to learn, but it boils down to the koach of Torah. The koach of Torah is that which gives life in this world and the next. The Gemara says even a person that's poor, that's really poor, that has no money, the Gemara says, hilul mechayv esanim. If a poor person comes to Shemayim and he says, I just didn't have time, I was busy with this, with that, Hashem says, well, you're more poor than Hillel. So he'll say, no, he wasn't as poor as Hillel. So the Shaila is, but so Hillel was a tzaddik, so that's Mechayev everybody else, because Hillel was a tzaddik. The Torah says, of course Hillel was a tzaddik, but the tzidkus of Hillel wasn't like a big chumrah that Hillel just went completely overboard and went on the roof in the snow. Hillel understood that this is life, and if you understand this is life, you'll do everything for it. And the tvi on a person is, on all other people, is to arrive at this understanding that this is life, this is not something that can be dispensed with. So we see, bichlal, the way the halachos of learning Torah, the way you approach Torah, and the effect that Torah has on a person, it's all without a gvul. There are no parameters. it's all-encompassing and it's overarching. It's the big picture. Why? Because it's a life force. There's an interesting nekuda pointed out by the Sfasemis. He says, all taivas of Olam Hazeh are such that you enjoy them only to the extent that you are missing them up until that point. A person sees a geshmakish tikkul food, so he wants to eat it. So he eats a piece, he eats a bit more, it'll come to a point where he says, he doesn't want it anymore. Somebody offers him another piece, he'll say, I don't like it, I don't want it. What happened 5 minutes ago, you did like it. Yeah, but then I hadn't had it. And now I've had it a few times, it doesn't interest me anymore. With Torah it says the opposite. It says, Oyev Torah lo yizba Torah. A person that loves Torah never has enough. So the Sfasemis explains the intrinsic difference is this. The normal things that we do in this world do not relate to a life force. They are physical things, they're more technical. Torah, which is on the level of the chiyus itself, a person never has enough chiyus. So nobody ever turned around and said, I mean, in extenuating circumstances, people have said, you know, I'd rather not be here, but this is a sort of a skewed picture. But in normal situations, a person says, okay, I had enough life, you know, it's okay, it's good, I'd count. A person doesn't say that, because a person's sense of things is that he wants to live and live forever. Even our own sense of our life is that it's forever. We don't walk around thinking, you know, I'm now 25, and in so many years, that's it. We don't think like that, because the nature of a life force is that it doesn't have an end. It doesn't have a stop. And this is the chiyus of Torah, it comes without a stop. Therefore, to make a day, and say this is the day of Yom Matan Torah, this is the day that commemorates, the day that Hashem gave the Torah to the world, it's somewhat inappropriate, because it's limited. You're limiting the Torah to say, okay, this is the day. The Torah is not limited to one day. Pesach is Cheirus. It's a wonderful big concept, but it's a detail within the world of Torah. Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, these are all details. They're big details, important. Each one in its own right is a big picture. But they all find themselves within the world of Torah. The Torah itself is the big picture of everything else. It cannot be limited to a day, to a time, and say, okay, this is the day that Hashem gave the Torah. It doesn't go like that. What we do is, we attach it to Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos, as the Rishonim say, Al HaTorah, is the day when the wheat crop, it's Ktzir Chitim. Pesach is Ktzir Sorim, and Shavuos is Ktzir Chitim. Sorim is Michael Behema, is what animals eat. Chitim, the wheat, is for people. Shavuos, on a physical level, celebrate the coming round of that time in the year when food is newly available. New food comes. And now you harvested the wheat, and there's food to eat. So on a physical level, it celebrates Chiyus, life, for the coming year. To that Yom Tov, we attach the Chiyus of Torah that comes down to the world. If you're celebrating physical Chiyus, so we attach Zman Matan Torah Seinu to that. The Torah is not going to make a Yom Tov Lezeche Kabbalas HaTorah. You couldn't make a Zeche for it, and more importantly, it doesn't need a Zeche. It's not something that happened on a certain day, and it's confined to that day. That's where it lives, in that day. No. The day lives within it. It's overall. So to have a day that does in some way commemorate Matan Torah, we attach it to Chag HaShavuos, because it relates to Chag HaShavuos in the sense that it's a new life, it's a new chiyus. The Sfasemis talks more about that a person's divrei Torah, his tfisa, his avon in Torah that's coming in the next year, is given down on Chag HaShavuos. Other Meforshim translate it, they read it into the Chazal that says, B'Shavuos Nidonim Al Peres HaIlon, a person gets judged on the fruit of the tree, which relates to Torah, as they explain. But the actual Matan Torah itself is not confined to a day. In fact, we're told the opposite. It says, "B'chol yom yu beinecha kachadoshim." Every day you learn Torah, it should be like new. So ask Yeshayla. It's good to tell boys in school, you know. It should be like new. Pretend that it's new. But if to a mature person, what do you mean it should be like new? But it isn't new. I mean, it's thousands of years old. What do you mean it should be like new? Is this a ploy just to build up your cheshit for a few minutes? It should be like new. What kind of a spiel is that? The Torah says, it is new. B'chol yom yu beinecha kachadoshim, we got it once, but every day it's fresh, every day it's new. That too is a characteristic of a life force, that it doesn't go stale. It's never old. It's always new, it's always fresh, it's always vibrant, there's vitality, it's always alive. When we say about somebody's alive, we mean he's always there, he's full of energy. The Torah is always full of energy. Novos, it depends the way we approach Torah. If we approach Torah on a more technical level, we kind of sit laid back, and we don't involve our life force when we're learning Torah. We approach it, I don't mean in the same hashkafa, but practically in the same way as we approach a different subject. So we're kind of just, you know, we're learning it. We're approaching on a more technical level, then we're not involving our life force in it, then the Torah doesn't live. But if we involve our life force, and you see somebody learning, and he's sitting there, you see that he's in it. They said, I've forgotten his name slipped my mind, the Mashkiach of Baranovich, Rav Lubchansky. When you would watch him doing Mavis Sedra, and Mavis Sedra is not the most in-depth, involved kind of limud, going over the Chumash, the Targum, is that the look on his face looked like somebody was having a hamburger with Coke. He was enjoying himself so much, he was so in it. On a simple level, he was so in it that that's the way he looked. So, it depends, to a certain extent, on the depth of the matter, of the subject being studied, I guess, but more on the way a person involves himself. Do I involve my life force in the Torah? Am I putting myself all in while I'm learning it, or am I just sort of more laid back on a technical, seeing what it says, going over it? But the Koyach of Torah is the Koyach of Chiyus, and if a person inserts his own Chiyus, and puts himself, he involves himself right up to the highest level, to his Koyach HaChiyus itself, while he's learning, then the Torah, the Chiyus of the Torah bonds with him, and he lives a new, vibrant existence. So in terms of Yisro Chag, as we say, Yisro Chag is to tie the Yom Tov to the rest of the year. Shavuos doesn't really need tying to anywhere. Shavuos is, it's the day the Torah was given, and we commemorated it yesterday, and for sure we all came out with chizukim and with new understandings. But it's an easy one to carry into the rest of the year, because it carries itself into the rest of the year. It's b'cholim b'necha kachadoshim. It's a life force, it's the life of any existence which is there. It's the Dvar Hashem, which breathes life into us, to the extent that we join with the Torah, with our own life, we become one with it, and Be'ez Hashem will be zeicher to bring this Koyach of Chiyus into ourselves and into our lives.